The oil sheen was visible during an overflight by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. A smaller sheen was visible immediately after the sinking, and it prompted an emergency closure of the nearby salmon fishery. State officials say no impacts to fish or wildlife have been reported, but responders are working to contain the oil. Scott Tiernan is with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation.
But it's still a sheen, and I'd like to stress that a sheen is a very small quantity of oil. If it's a sheen, there's not much there. It looks like it's terrible because it's this rainbow color, and that's very, very thin, so there's not a whole lot of oil there.
Tiernan said when the vessel went down, the vents on its fuel tank were sealed. What's visible in the water is probably engine oil of some sort. A DEC situation report said the engine room holds approximately 25 gallons of lube oil and a 160-gallon hydraulic oil tank. A response team from SEAPRO deployed from Sitka to contain the oil. SEAPRO stands for the Southeast Alaska Petroleum Resource Organization. The Ketchikan-based group responds to oil spills.
The plan is to try to get boom around the vessel so if anything is coming up that they can try to corral it there and then try to pick it up. The oil that's already gotten out will have evaporated quite a bit, so there's even less out there than initially came out. So collecting the stuff that's a mile away from the vessel probably is not practical.
Tiernan says responders are also keeping their eye on the shoreline.
There is a stream in the area that we believe is an anadromous stream or a salmon-bearing stream. And one of the things SEAPRO will be doing is they will be putting what is known as a deflection boom out to try to keep the oil away from the mouth of that stream.
The crew of the Evening Star escaped safely and was transported back to Sitka by a Good Samaritan vessel. The 50-foot seiner, meanwhile, is nose down with about 10 feet of water over its stern. Operations on removing fuel from the vessel and salvaging it are scheduled to begin next week. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.